Gamers Haven podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Forple Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Okay. I also have a Warforged Demon. Me and the Goblin in combo.
They did a fastball special. No joke. He picked up the Goblin who was holding two daggers and he threw the Goblin out of that. Alright, I assume you're up front, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're up front. Molly, you're probably next to her. Everybody else is kind of trailing behind. Actually,
what
you're
doing?
You're going to be up front too, Moon. All right, so you guys open this door.
Here.
So you guys walk in, and there's a table. And along this wall, there are rows of cages. Cages there. There's another set of cages here, but these are a lot lower. This set of cages goes, like, almost to eye level. They're small cages about, probably about one and a half feet cubic. Celine, I'm going to video you up so you can see what's going on.
All right.
Can you see the board?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so these are cages here, and there are cages here. In the lower cages here, they're a little bit bigger, and there are two small dogs in it.
Aww, doggy!
In the cages on the other wall, there's about 12 cages. It's about 4 across by 3 up. And there are small white rabbits.
Cat's back. Meowing again.
There are small white rabbits in these cages. Other than that, there's a room, there's a table that has a bunch of kind of like various kinds of tools on it, like a scalpel and a few other things. And that's all you guys really see in this room.
I want to release the animals.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I go bring the animals?
Are they white like they were, like the other dog was, or?
Yeah, say, the dogs are the same color as Rover.
I think maybe we shouldn't let the dogs let the animals out.
I want to let them out, though.
What? No, stop.
Which Minnie is my guy?
What?
Which Minnie is my guy? Okay, is there any way to beat whoever it is who's trying to release the animals?
No.
To go, like,
I'm agreeing with you.
Wait, but I'm not. I want to release the animals.
You are aware that they're going to get to... It's going to get...
So you guys step into... Actually, she would have no idea.
I have no idea.
No, but I'm warning. My character's warning her.
All right, so there's
They look kind of like
you guys
Rover
step into the room.
And Rover was nice until he got real big.
So there's no sign of this master to in the room?
So not at the moment.
Are there other exits?
These animals.
There... are
they're
not locked, but just hold on a minute.
I'm not waiting.
You're not waiting?
He's not here. I'm going somewhere else. I have to go. I have to get out of this town post haste. I would much rather do it sooner.
Okay, take a door.
These are
doors?
The one closest to me.
Closet.
Okay.
All right, so, okay, you're at the closet. Hold on.
Yeah.
You're at the closet. Who else is going where? Isaac's kind of wandering around.
I think we should stop Jess from letting out the ferocious animals.
Well, I don't let them out, but so, the dogs, are they like dogs, or are they puppies, or what size are
they? They're about the same size as the dog you saw on the street.
So does that count as small or medium, though? It says a plus 3, which would be small, I guess. So yeah. Dogs are medium.
Yeah.
Which means I would need 13 PPs to actually get a dog to be my friend, and yeah, I have 12 right now.
Okay.
Never mind.
Right. So Jess is hovered by the dog cages. Oh, puppies!
I give her the withering look that I usually reserve for Molly's character.
Molly's over going, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You really don't.
For once, I agree with her.
Oh, fine. It looks too much like Rover. I thought Rover was all friendly,
I throw up my hands and go, I am surrounded by idiots.
Hey, that's from Lion King.
Yo, did you just say that in game?
Yeah. All right, so, Matushka, what are you doing right now?
I'll just keep both tomahawks in hand, and I'm gonna watch if she actually lets the animals go.
Okay.
Partially ready. It's too small for them to grow into the same size as the other one. Is that any consolation?
Oh, there's one more thing I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot there's one more thing on the table. There's a small flask, and it's got kind of like this inky black liquid in it.
Ooh, can I drink it?
Okay.
Why would you do? Okay,
completely ignoring
that
them.
That does not look like a
next
friendly
door.
Flask.
Next doorway.
And it looks like a very unfriendly liquid, and I don't think I would drink it. No.
What is wrong
Sounds like
with
a bad
people?
Idea.
There
bad
is.
Bad idea.
There's an office.
Anyone in there?
Not at the moment, but there's a lot of papers and.
Oh, hey, Molly, you're a scientist.
Next
Go
door.
Next
door.
Hold on.
I'm not that kind of scientist.
All right, so hold on. Moon's moving from door to door. What are you guys... Are you guys staying with the dogs, or are you...
Well, I'm trying to keep her from getting her hand.
I think she already said, you know, all right, fine. Well, no, the dogs are perfectly docile.
I know.
They're looking up at you.
So was Rover.
They're looking up at you with these pouty little faces.
Stop
looking
that.
So
they're
sweet.
What about the bunny? The bunny's okay. They didn't turn into Rover.
The bunnies are just vicious.
That's right.
So you go over. Evil. Are you going over to the bunnies?
Yes.
Rabbits are evil.
You going over to the bunnies, and the bunnies are just kind of sitting there. Do you open any of the cages?
Yeah.
Hold on. So you open the cage. Oh. Mooten, at this point, you're walking past them.
Can I roll agility to go before you?
No. Please. But everybody gives me an agility roll anyway. Actually, hold on one second.
hold on 1 second. This is just going to be bad.
Which one's D8? No, this one?
Oh, God.
D8?
Yes.
Is that a blast?
So, agility plus wild die.
Ah,
cool.
Shit. What? Two and
actually,
four.
No, it's, not that, it's not that big.
I'm I have two and a four.
That's not
a... I have a two and a four.
You have a two and a four.
What's the scary thing hitting you, bro?
I have a three and a one.
Six. Actually, do I re-roll that?
If it's max, yes.
This is six.
Yes. Roll again.
I don't have any agility. Two.
Okay. you have to have agility. Everybody has agility.
You're a D8. I'm a
D8. So roll the white one and one of the D6s.
This one.
The D6 is where your yellow dice. Yes.
Yeah.
I got a one.
Joey, roll agility.
Which one's the... Okay, my agility is...
D10.
D10. What's this?
That's a D10.
And... Why am I rolling agility?
Just because I told you to.
Is that... Okay, I got...
Roll that again. Okay, so you got a 7. 7.
4.
That was a...
4. What'd you get? 4. 4.
That was a 10. This one was a 6, so I rolled another 2.
Okay. And what did you get, Selene?
3 and 1, so 3.
Okay. So she reaches into the cage, picks up the bunny.
Hi, bunny!
Bunny! All of a sudden, the bunny starts shaking.
Oh. Bad bunny. Bunny's having a seizure!
Oh, this could not.
So you get really scared, you drop the bunny and jump back as the rabbit explodes. And I'm not talking like gooey explosion, I'm talking like violent, fiery. Boom! The rabbit just exploded in front of you.
So how far back do I jump?
You jump back about 5 feet.
What just happened?
The rabbit exploded.
No, it did.
How did we get to a rabbit exploding?
Because like, Joe, you weren't paying attention.
Sorry. I want to know what's going on.
Jess opened up one of the cages, grabbed the rabbit,
and exploded.
It started shaking. Boom! Rabbit exploded. Celine, you didn't make your agility check.
Where was she?
So this... rabbit head comes flying, thump, hits you in the chest, and that hurt a lot more than it should have. You look down, and it's rabbit fur, but it's metallic parts inside.
She just got hit by a rabbit monk.
Am I still wounded from earlier?
No. Wait, what were you wounded from?
From the battle with the marshal.
He hit you with a wound?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I had not
good job.
Yeah. No, yes, you are still wounded.
Okay.
Actually, you're bleeding! Why are you bleeding? Hold on. You're bleeding.
This is Isaac saying she's bleeding.
Yeah, this is Isaac saying she's bleeding. Bleeding! No bleeding. I don't like bleeding. He says a prayer in Hebrew.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Taps your arm, and the wound just kind of goes... and heals up.
So he's like our Jewish equivalent of Elizabeth?
Busy, I don't know what I'm going to deal with right now. I don't know what I'm doing with Andy.
I guess
if they ever show up...
Elizabeth in her hotel room.
They just kind of fade. It's like one of those characters in the comic book that's like, yeah, they're not really...
We decided we were born.
It's like, it's Mark the Red.
Hold on.
You just got knocked back.
I jumped back.
Oh, no, I know.
I'm going to look at all of them and just say, I'm going on ahead by myself.
Hold on 1 second. Wait 1 second. So he heals you up. What were you... Yes. So he starts... Putin just...
Can I be crying?
Cause and as I'm walking, I'm just
going to... Jess is sitting there going, the money. Why does nothing make sense?
Yeah,
it was a metal bunny.
God, and as I'm
bunny,
walking, I'm just going to be like...
Everybody, relax.
Yo, I'm out. Boom.
Click, that door's locked.
We still need to find Master 2. Wait, are we locked in the room now?
I'm punching my...
Punch the door.
Exploding rabbits, I'm not staying.
So no,
don't
still
we're
no
touching animals. I don't think they're really all animals like we think.
That exploded again.
Cling!
Ah.
Ow! Oh!
why you shouldn't be mean to that heavy.
Hey guys, I think he's behind this door.
I think you're right. That's why he's got such a mean door protecting him.
Is there something you can do with that magic of yours to get this door open?
Yes.
He may have heard that.
As I cry,
good. Maybe he'll open it from the other side.
Well, all I want is for him to come out. I don't care if he comes out, if he hears us.
I just knocked on the door pretty loud. So.
You assume that I am not impetuous.
What are you doing, Jess?
I'm
going to
blast the door down.
Okay. How many power points do you have left?
She used her powers once.
You used your powers once in the first game, but that would have all come back by now. How many power points does it... How many power points does your power take? Second page of your character sheet. Or just hand me the character sheet so I can read it real fast.
What the hell was that?
What?
That's aim or something.
Yo.
You have 9 power points left.
What's a power point?
It has to do with her. You don't need to worry about them. It's magic-y stuff. Write down have her mark down 9 power points. So you and your power points were charged really slowly. By the way, they were charged at a rate of 1 for every 3 hours.
How do mine?
1 per hour.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah, that's. But she can also deal with the devil anytime she wants.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, roll your spellcraft. Whatever your spellcraft is, and I think it's a D10. First page. Under skills.
Indeed, it is a
D10. D10 plus a D6. Green, D6. Roll it.
Zero.
Roll the zero again.
Zero is a ten.
Five.
Nice. Roll whatever your soul blast damage is on the door. Mutant, it's under the first. It's the first power under the powers, all the way on the right has the damage. I think it's a D6.
Draws the 3 cards, add 1 for this one. 1 D6 per card.
Yeah. Okay, so roll 2 D6, because you got it with a raise, a nasty raise.
Is it exploded?
Roll the 6 again.
1.
Okay. You blow a chunk in the door, but it's just like the door is solid metal.
Okay, does the door have like
I'm going to say I don't feel bad about not taking that door.
Yeah,
down,
no. Basically really like there's not even a window on this door. It's a solid metal door.
Is there a doorknob?
There's a doorknob.
Is there a keyhole?
There's a keyhole.
I'm gonna try to pick a lock.
Okay.
So there's a big hole in town.
There's a hole, but there's just more metal behind the hole.
Yeah, right. So
I would like to point out to everybody else that Mutant checked this room out, but there's...
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
There's
a door holding sitting open to what looks like just like a
closet.
And then there's a door to another room over here.
Alright, so before I try to pick the lock, I'm going to check that out. Is there anything worth noticing?
It's an office.
Alright, I'm going to check out the papers.
Do you have investigation?
Do I have investigation? Where would that be?
Under your skills.
Fighting, shooting, riding, gambling, spellcraft, guts, and persuasion.
If there's spellcraft on there, you're reading just as page.
right. yes, take your stuff. Alright.
I don't have it there either, I guess.
Let's see. Fighting, lockpicking, notice, repair, knowledge, science, new science, and guts.
Alright. Roll notice. Is anybody else checking out that room? Joey!
Wait.
Are you doing anything?
I guess I'll
Is this the D10?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I'll go look around.
Okay.
Yeah, I go look around the room.
You have investigation. I know you've got investigation.
Oh, wait. Is it notice or investigation?
Notice to just see something out of the ordinary. Investigation to go through the papers. If you're going through the papers...
I don't have investigation.
I'll do notice.
Okay.
I have notice.
Look around and see if there's anything that...
I have a D8 for notice. Is this a 6 or a 9? I think it's a 6.
That is a 9.
Oh, it's 9?
Green and sweep.
Well, in searching in searching the room, you do find a key.
I find a key.
Three and a two. I'm just looking around. Nothing.
Joey, are you doing? Are you gonna?
You want me
to? There's papers on the desk, and there are books on the bookshelf.
There's paper on the desk and book. Okay, I'm gonna go start looking through those papers.
Okay. Roll me an untrained investigation. D4 plus a D6.
A D4.
D4. D6.
Devil to help me open
the
door.
A 2 and a 4.
Yeah. Basically, you're limited to the powers you have right now.
Wait, so what do I need to do?
You don't find anything.
Okay. What do I need to get for something like that?
You need to get a 4, but you subtract 2 from both of those because it's an untrained check.
You can reroll, though. Why didn't I get to use notice? Why did I have to use investigate?
Because you're searching through the papers. They were searching the room. If you want to check the papers, it's an investigation.
Why don't you try rolling again, Joey?
Right.
I think there's something in the room we need.
Okay, fine.
Well, you found the key.
Yeah. I mean, if I have to get a 4 and I can't get it without I can't do it. I mean,
if you get a 6, you can get a reroll.
You can either it's hard to succeed on untrained stuff. You either need to get a 6 on here or a 4 on here, because if you get a 4 on here, you'll reroll.
I don't
re-roll
think that's
that.
Worth it.
You also have a red chip. You could also add a D6 worth of stuff to this roll.
But he gets a fake chip.
Up.
Wait, so I have to get.
Do I have that written down. I got
a 6 or a 4.
You would need a total of a 6. If you rolled another D6 with that red chip,
is it really worth it to use right now? I mean, like,
that's up to you. I'm just telling you your options.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. I get to pull from the fate pot.
Okay, so I roll another.
Okay.
If I get a 1, I'm gonna be so aggravated.
Roll 1.
Yes. I am really see, that was total waste.
That's what happens, but that
wait, yeah, I thought if I used the red one, I just wait, did I have
you
to
you're adding a D6 to the current roll.
5.
Because I will take pity on you, you will find talk of a you'll find references to a group called the Lazarus Group.
Okay.
Like Satan?
But you're not sure exactly what they're
Lazarus
thinking. Has what to do with Satan?
I don't know.
Are you thinking Lucifer?
Yeah.
No, Lazarus. Lazarus is the guy who, like,
he brings people back. Oh, there's something about immortality.
His
bones bring people back from the dead, right?
Right.
Am I still in
the demon books? The Lazarus bones, remember? Yeah.
That's, like, really important.
What?
Yes. Are they still? Am I still in that room? Do I hear them talking about that, or have I left?
Yeah, well, you said you were in that room checking stuff out.
Well, I looked around.
Yeah, okay.
I want to go see if the key works on the locked door.
Click, it does.
Thank you, key!
Oh.
You're welcome!
Okay, you know
what? Okay, so I'm going to go check out the room. Anyone coming?
I'm just going to...
Hey,
just,
guys! The door open! I'm going to go check out this room, okay? Anyone coming?
I'll come.
Okay, since no one mentioned Lazarus Group, I'm just going to pretend that they weren't talking about it. And I'm just
okay.
Gonna follow whatever they're doing.
Okay.
Since no one made it clear, so whatever.
For some time.
Just for the people on the recording who are getting bored, he's drawing stuff.
And we're not sure what it is because he's not such a good artist. What is that?
There's a bed. A table with 4 chairs.
See?
I thought it was a fan.
What?
Use your brain. Come on. Why would I draw
that? It does look like a fan, but...
I don't know. Usually these evil places have giant fans to push bad guys or act as a hazard.
Right.
Just in case you want to put something like that in there.
No, I just said that. No, I really just said that.
Giant killer fan without a grate on it.
Okay, so we're advancing. We're going to be walking into this
room. Yeah, you're going to be walking into this room in a second. Okay.
We didn't find Master 2 yet, did we? I was
like, hold on. No, not yet.
Well, Joey, I told you, if you don't pay attention, we're not telling you what happened.
Is there a reason you're holding your phone, Jess? You're massaging it?
Yeah.
What would that be?
I don't know.
So there's not a reason.
There's not a reason.
You just are.
The reason
I
is she just
you
is.
I asked you if you were holding your phone. I asked you if there's a reason you were holding your phone. I just am. It's not
a reason. So you know, Jess is as clueless in real life as her character is in the game.
That's what makes her so endearing. Okay.
Really?
So if Molly steps...
That's the term I would use.
Oh, Mooten.
I can't help it. The sarcasm switch broke a long time ago. There's no way to screw up.
Maybe we hit him enough times.
No, it's been tried before.
Usually if you hit someone in the head, they lose yourself.
I'm not so sure this applies.
I think that last... I have that last brain cell in reserve for sarcasm.
Give me one second. All right, as you...
I'll be able to joke around.
Molly had the kiss.
This is true.
Like, hey, guys, watermelon. What?
No, okay. This is past making pain. No.
Molly?
Just no.
Wow. Just wow. Okay. Molly walks into the room.
Yeah. Is anyone following her?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I am.
Well, that's what you're telling me.
Yep.
Who's following her?
I ain't following.
Put yourselves in the order you're stepping into the room.
Okay.
That's whatever. I'm trying to get out of here, so.
Yeah, I'm also kind of. I give her a dirty look and, like, move in front of her because she irritates me. And I don't want her to be ahead of me because I think she's gonna get in trouble.
Alright.
Hey!
Jess and Matushka, what's going. What are you guys
very
doing?
Nice. I'm following.
I was following them.
Okay.
So is there what's Isaac doing?
He's been kind of wandering around. Oh, this is nice. Very nice.
Oh, God, Mooten's hitting himself on the head.
Get used to it.
I'm trying to make the whole brain cell thing you were talking about happen.
Okay.
You're trying to kill off your own brain cells. Listen, I only have like half a brain, and it's not fun. She has the other.
So
my brain.
Okay. You guys step in.
He actually believes me. Oh my God.
If enough brain cells
she has a
die.
I do actually
have. Don't have
you'll
to
have.
Deal with
I actually that. Do have a shrunken brain, so I know what I'm talking about. Seriously, shrunken.
Okay.
Brain.
Okay. Cool.
So you guys step in.
But I'd still rather just a few more, so I don't have to understand what he's saying.
Oh,
here. I just want to make sure. Okay. I just want to make sure you can see what's going on here, Celine. Okay. And there's actually, I'm sorry.
One more Michael's on top.
Where did I put that finger? Let me spin. There we go. Okay. So you guys step into the room, and what you see is a box.
Yay.
A curtain.
Yay.
A table with chairs.
Oh my.
And what looks like to be a bed beyond the curtain.
Cool beans.
There's a bookshelf on this wall and some kind of a cabinet.
Okay, I'm gonna go like start looking around and see if there's anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the cabinet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if there's a key in there or some sort of, I don't know, special glasses.
You're walking that way over to the cabinet?
Yeah. Okay.
I wanna go check out the box.
Who's going with me to the cabinet?
I'm gonna go with
Jess steps up to the box.
Can we see behind the curtain?
No, it's kind of... there's like a slit in the curtain that you can see.
Okay, I'm going to go look into the curtain.
I'm going to follow her because I want to see what's behind the curtain.
Oh, open cabinet thing.
Joey, make me an agility. Chuck.
What's my agility?
Everybody, I'm warning you guys right now, grab your character sheets, put them where you're going to be able to read them. You're going to need them in a minute.
Okay.
Right, I got it.
I know you are.
Okay,
talking
wait.
More to
where's
Joey
my
D10? Molly.
Mine's right there.
Good luck.
A 5 and a 2. When do we get more of these things?
What? You'll actually get an advance at the end of the night that you can spend.
Because I want to get investigate so that I at least don't have to use that -2.
Okay. What did you roll, Joey? A 5? Was your high?
5, yeah.
Okay.
Do I need to roll one again?
As you step through the curtain,
to look through, you realize that not sitting in the bed, but standing next to the bed, is this wild-looking dude in a suit. He actually, this isn't actually what he's wearing. He's wearing like a lab coat, and he's holding this weird-looking thing that he fires at you and hits you.
And this
weird bolt.
Oh, are you okay?
This weird bolt of like energy just kind of goes.
What did I need to get? What did I need to get to not get hit?
Well, I was determining what number I needed to hit you.
What number did you need to hit me?
The 5 was your high. Normally, a 4 is what it takes to hit, but you were kind of actively dodging. I rolled an 11.
Don't bother with the reroll.
So am I dead now?
Barbara. Mm-hmm. What's your toughness?
I have no idea. 7. 7 or a 2.
It's a 7? You are shaken with a wound, with one wound level, as you hear, "Why are you disturbing my happy town? You know, you could have been happy here. Why are you changing everything? You're ruining everything."
All right. I don't need to roll notice to hear that loud crap, right?
Do I get to respond him in any way, or am I too shaken?
You can talk to him, but we're going to go to initiative in a second.
What does that mean?
It means that a battle is starting.
Okay, can I say something to him before that?
Yeah.
Are you Master 2?
Those idiots never get it right! My name is Duo! Mr. Duo!
Okay, then.
I'll take that as a guess. So, I'm too injured to, like, shoot him or something?
Yeah, you're shaking up.
And the next thing he yells is, "Rover! Johnny! Help!"
Oh.
Is Johnny the bunny?
Can I ask you a quick aside?
Yeah.
Before I forget this.
Go for it.
The last time we played,
the time that you were awake.
Yeah.
Did we take advances at the end of that?
No. You guys,
why?
You got, because you didn't get enough experience points.
Oh, okay.
You guys have gotten 2 experience points, and whatever I give you at the end.
So wait, did I get experience points?
Oh, we did get 2 from yesterday, or from last time?
Yeah. You guys got 2 and 2, I think.
I got some from last time?
Yeah. Everybody gets it anyway. It's okay.
Okay, so then I have 22 or 24?
24. At the end of the day, you will get another number of experience points, and you guys will get an advance at the end of the night. Mooten, you're included in that.
Sure.
Same thing like my D&D games. I don't like people lagging behind.
Okay.
How would that not have involved
in saving?
That's because I assumed it was obvious since this is Mooten's first.
I would just like to tell everyone listening to the recording that, like, none of us have actual brains in real life, so...
I do. Do not
wow.
Count me in.
Wow. How the hell did I just deal 3 out of the 4 6s?
Good.
This poker, wow. That was
because bad. Molly was playing solitaire.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, well.
This is the deck.
Using the red deck?
That was before.
Well, that's why. I was playing solitaire.
No, I shuffled this a bunch, though.
Shuffle fail.
Okay. On a king, he yells for Johnny and Rover, and he'll slap the box that you guys are checking out, and he actually slaps a button on it, and you just hear chunk, chunk.
God,
well, you hear what sounds a lot like a train's steam engine, and the front of the box will kind of go.
Oh dear, that's not a train.
That's not a dog.
And
that's no moon.
Well, this isn't, again, this isn't...
That's a space station.
It's your moon, that's a space station! So, walking out of this box
is an automata.
What do I?
Am I still
big,
on my ass?
Big.
Oh god, he has pictures.
One of these.
Oh, that's not good.
And it's a
Joey,
I don't have a
no, Celine, that's what walked out of the box.
It's metal, but it looks just like metal.
Okay, so it's like a steam engine on legs.
Yes, with guns. And okay. Actually, it has like a crazy attacking arm.
It's made out of metal. We have proven previously that I'm not good with metal.
Chum 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 chum. And
the other thing
you guys hear. Hold on one sec. I actually got a sound for this, but in my computer switch over, I may have lost it, so I may have to find it again real fast.
Just a heads up, I'm probably leaving in 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll be done next time. What on earth is going on?
This is what you... No, this is what you hear. This is the next sound you hear.
See that?
And no, and you hear that roaring sound as pretty much.
I didn't hear anything on my end.
There you go. So you'll hear that sound as kind of phasing out of the wall, you see Rover.
Hi, Rover. Uh-oh. It's Rover.
And Rover doesn't look at it.
Oh, Rover.
So who's going first?
Well, they just went and emerged out. And actually, since you're standing right there, Joey, Johnny will take a swing at you.
So,
who's Johnny?
Johnny's the automaton.
Okay, so what do I roll to see?
You don't.
So I just get injured?
No, I roll to see if you get hit. What's your parry?
My what?
You have an
ability. Parry is 6.
He takes a swing at you and completely misses. Yeah. Rover steps through the wall and just kind of roars at you guys, and that's where it stops for right now. That's that. On a 9, Molly. Good. Mutant, you have a. Okay. Yes. Molly, you're up next.
Alright.
I'm gonna try to destroy the automaton.
With what? You're over here, right?
My vibrator knife.
Oops, lost Celine.
The weirdest noise when you lose her.
Oh. My
balls. Oh. Tell me I just lost the internet again.
So
go get some of the pull some of the Chinese in here.
I'm going to in a sec.
I'd like my Szechuan flour steak if you're heading that way.
What is Szechuan flour steak?
It's a nice funky beef dish.
Has a leisure suit on.
Don't get it. She's not gonna get it. Don't.
I didn't even get it, so.
I get it. I wish I had it.
If I didn't get it, the chances of Jess getting it, unless it involves a reference that I don't know, are slim to none.
Yeah.
Get two forks,
I'll probably steal some of your chicken and broccoli.
Okay. Yeah, I might have a little bit too. Why do you fail so badly?
What fails?
My internet. I'm pausing the recording.
Just, I don't want to play if we can't get Selene back.
Well, I don't know what happened. We lost Selene. I think we're once again we're going to stop with a cliffhanger in the middle of a combat.
Yeah, I think this is a good moment to stop.
Since everybody needs to start to get going, and we, you know.
Yeah. No, we'll
which is going to annoy the hell out of all our listeners, but whatever. I don't care.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Are we going to play again next week, or no?
Next week, I've got the other Deadlands game.
No,
so I want to call
wait,
it for...
The week after that's... No, the weekend after that's my bone marrow drive.
And I'm going to warn you...
It's also Mother's Day weekend.
If we can't play
which
next...
Which my bone marrow drive is on Mother's Day, so...
Wait.
Okay.
If we can't play next week or the weekend after that, I'm not going to be able to play until June.
Okay.
Because I'm taking a summer class. I'm going to be in Philadelphia at least that last weekend, and I might not be around the last weekend in May. So...
Do you mind if we...
I don't know how you're going to finish this scene without me.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how we can finish this scene without
me.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to be... I mean, it's not like I'm going to be away for a long time.
Would you guys be able to play Sunday next week?
I can.
Sure.
I know you can, because... Sunday next week would be okay for you guys?
Yeah.
I have to check.
All right. D&D is going to start going on a weird hiatus soon anyway.
Yeah, I know. Bye.
Because of the wedding.
Because of the wedding. And
well, the bone marrow drive that you're coming to. Or,
Yeah, I know.
I think something out of my head.
So, no. Okay, so we're going to stop here. We'll play again next Sunday. To be continued.
I want to come and help out at my bone marrow drive, even though you can't be a bone marrow donor.
Can you guys just... I will take all any fate chips that are remaining, please.
It's actually on the list of people who can't play it. You're exempt from having...
But yeah. All right, we'll resume next time.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse Than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.